Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Friday, December 1st. U.S. equity futures are flat to up small. So you have S&P futures up 4 points. That's about 9 basis points. Dow futures are up 60 points. That's about 18 basis points. And NASDAQ futures are unchanged. In Europe, the indices are doing better than the U.S. They're up about 50 to 60 basis points overall. Very strong outperformance in basic resources. So the SAM X-ray Peter Index is up over 3%. That's all the major mining stocks. So Anglo America, Rio Tinto, Glencore, etc. All those interesting huge advances this morning. Tech is also an outperformer. Semiconductors in particular are doing well. And industrials are leading also on the upside. There aren't many areas that are seeing big outright losses, although luxury names are getting hit. LVMH in particular, that was downgraded to Morgan Stanley. So that is a notable underperformer. In Asia, you saw mixed price action. Nikkei fell 17 basis points. The Hang Seng was hit over 1%. The Shanghai comp finished about unchanged. So a few items this morning. Nothing really all that important. It's a pretty quiet, slow morning. I think a lot of the same themes and trends we've been talking about now for months, are kind of still in place. You do have a very notable change in the macro landscape happening. Slowing growth, slowing inflation, an evolution in the monetary outlook, and you're starting to see more Fed officials kind of acknowledge the changing landscape. We're coming off massive gains in November on bonds and stocks. Question now is if we pulled forward a lot of the quote-unquote Santa Claus rally from December into November, a lot of the technical tailwinds in terms of positioning and sentiment are dissipating somewhat. And now it's just a question of, again, can you extend that November move into December? The key question is markets right now are celebrating the changing outlook on growth and inflation as far as the implications for monetary policy and yields. And there isn't as much consideration as to what this new environment will mean for earnings going forward. If you're bearish, I think you're focusing more on the fact that earnings are going to start to follow what's happening in growth and inflation. You haven't necessarily seen that show up too much in earnings. We've seen a bunch of reports now this week and over the last several weeks. There certainly have been pockets of headwinds, especially in consumer, where most retailers are acknowledging revenue headwinds, although they're able to offset a lot of that on the cost front. But in general, you haven't really seen a sharp inflection point in earnings to the extent you are seeing in the economy, which is why I think markets are trading as well as they are. The focus is more on yields and not on earnings. As far as the Fed is concerned, the Fed is months behind, I think, reality. So you're seeing Fed rhetoric turn in a more dovish direction, but the market's already well ahead of where Fed officials are now starting to evolve their rhetoric. The door to further hikes is not closed fully, although it's open just an inch at this point in time. You're hearing a lot more Fed officials kind of, finally come out and say that they're most likely finished hiking. But the big question is 2024, the market's pricing in a very aggressive wave of easing. The odds of a 25 basis point cut at the March meeting now are about 60%. The year-end 2024 funds rate is down to nearly 4.15%. That suggests some very aggressive cuts for next year. We are going to hear Powell today. He will participate in a fireside chat at 11 a.m. and then he'll do a panel discussion at 2 o'clock, both at Spelman College. It probably won't be a huge policy address, but there will the fireside chat format with the Q&A. Will obviously he'll have some monetary questions thrown at him. To the extent he reads from the Waller script verbatim, that's obviously very important. It reflects that the Fed is shifting its view. But just remember, the market's already well ahead of where the Fed is willing to go at this point in time. So I think the Fed they're taking the prospect of rate hikes off the table. Not yet even close to countenancing where the market is as far as rate cuts. Doesn't mean the market's wrong. It just means the Fed needs to see more evidence. So circling back to just news flow, a lot of Israel-Gaza headlines on the tape. This whole topic has diminished in importance for financial markets. I don't think that's going to change. You know, you saw the oil move yesterday. The fact that the cuts are voluntary, you know, I think is very important. It shows that there is not enough coordination or cohesion within the cartel for further actions on the supply front. And that's critically important in terms of removing a big upside source of risk for crude. And that's why you saw oil bleed lower yesterday, and it's down again this morning a little bit. You're getting all the manufacturing PMIs. Nothing really stood out other than China Cation manufacturing PMI did come in ahead of expectations. That's contributing to that big move in mining stocks that I talked about earlier. You know, remember the MBS PMIs that Wednesday night fell short of expectations. So still very mixed bag as far as China growth landscape is concerned. And those are the big macro items. There were a bunch of earnings out last night. I have details in the piece. You had the Tesla Cybertruck unveil. Also, I have a big discussion in terms of kind of what bulls and bears are both saying about that. For the calendar, the Powell appearances will be the big news. So 11 a.m. and then 2 o'clock p.m. And then you get the U.S. manufacturing ISM for November at 10 a.m. Just quickly looking into next week. U.S. jobs will be in focus. So you get the JOLTS report on Tuesday. You get the U.S. jobs report on Friday. Nothing else super incremental on the macro front. And then on the micro front, another busy week of sell side conferences. The Goldman Financial Services, I think, is going to be most important. There's been the longest gap between bank earnings season and where we stand right now. As far as the Q3 reports, you know, back in early October. So a decent amount of time for banks to kind of provide incremental color on how Q4 is shaping up. And then you'll get a bunch of November end earnings reports next week, including Broadcom, Lululemon, although the bulk of that season is over at this point in time. And then AMD will have an AI chip event on Wednesday, December 6th. And that is everything for today, Friday, December 1st. Thank you for listening.